Good morning. We're continuing Chayodim of Klal Samach Vav, and we finished Simen Vav. I just want to point out, it would seem to be an interesting point over here from this Chayodim. The Chayodim understands the Isser as an Isser to be Michael. He ties this into the issue of Amir al-Akum, which you find in Kol Torah Kula. Amir l'akum, which we find the Kol Torah Kula, the Chiddush is when the Aveira is not the result, but the action, so arguably, I'm not responsible for the actions of a non-Jew, and I'm not held responsible for the actions that a non-Jew does for me. There's no din shlichus. So the Chiddush is, Amir l'akum says that it's considered as if he's functioning for me and it's also to do so. But an action, which is, the problem is not the action, and a very much the problem is the result. Even through a non-Jew, if the result is something which a Torah does not want, obviously it's wrong for me to ask a non-Jew to do it. I don't need a Kiddush of Amir L'Akum for that. The fact that the Chayadim understands that this is the general rule of Amir L'Akum, he understands that the primary issue is not the child eating something which is usur. The primary issue is the responsibility of the adult not to do such, to train a child to do such a thing. So, if that's the problem, arguably, if I ask a goy to do it, it's not my maisa, so shouldn't be usur. And that we say, no, there's a din Amir L'Akum here, similar to the rest of the Torah. It gives an insight into the understanding of the issue, and the issur of Sviya. The issue of Sviya is the action of the adult being sofile b'yadayim, which either the Torah or Chazal did not want to take place. Simon Tess, Imatina Charla, Yeshismach Allah Poiskim, the Materim Isad Rabbanon Lakotin. In a case where the child is, even if he's not a Chalash Yesh Basakana, even a Chalash Yesh Basakana, we can be Mater Isurim Rabbanon for the purpose of the child. Valvagav, the Bibori Losam Chinan Alayo, a child is a Bibori, we do not follow the opinions that you're allowed to give an Issa Drabbanon to the child. Remember we said before that the opinion of the Rashi was that you're allowed to actually actively be Sofile B'Yadayim, and Issa Drabbanon, the Tzarech of the Tinuk. So we're not Tzarech on that Shita by Bari. So the Chayodim said, I'm willing to accept the opinion of the Rashba, Al-Kaponim, through Amir al-Akum. So he doesn't accept the opinion of the Rashba, even directly. He says he'd prefer you should do it al yadei Amir al-Akum. Now, we discussed before that the Mishabura seems to bring this opinion, the Kiregar, that a person can be samech on the tzarech of the child directly, even without Amir al-Akum. So arguably, that should be the opinion of the Mishabura. Furthermore, the Mishabura says that, which is brought here in the Piskei Mishabura, that if the child needs an Issa D'Oraisa, so Amir al-Akum is an Issa D'Oraisa, even if you hold there's an Issa Sviya B'Yadayim on an Issa D'Oraisa, but Amir al-Akum is only an Issa D'Rabbanon, so you can be samech on the chela, by chela Shein B'Sakana, by chela Shein B'Sakana, excuse me, by chela Shein B'Sakana, the child, you can be samech an Amir al-Akum, even to be Michael, the child in Issa D'Oraisa. If a child needs it. Now, the Chayodim, this does not seem to say that, but in the next line, he seems to say such a possibility. Now, he does not make it a condition that we're talking about a situation where it's a Chel HaSheish B'Sakana. It means even if it's a Chel HaSheish B'Sakana, but the child needs Chometz, there's no way to get him to eat whatever he needs other than giving him Chometz. So we can have a goy feed the child the chometz on Pesach, even though chometz is an issa d'oraisa. So it seems to me the Chayadim does accept that opinion, even by an issa d'oraisa. And the reason why I said only by a drabbanon, I'm not clear. Now, we have a different problem of having chametz in your possession on Pesach. So how do we deal with that? So he says, if you can take the child to the non-Jewish home, that's better. You can't take the child to the Beis Nokri. So the goy will bring the chametz to the Jew's house and feed the child in the Jew's house with the chametz, but the chametz belongs to the goy. If the nokri is not always available, so a Jewish child under the age of bar mitzvah will be Michael, this child which needs the chametz. The gadol cannot touch the chametz. Again, we're dealing with a situation which is aim b'sakana. So it's yesh b'sakana, and that's the only way we can save the child's life. So we will do what we have to do. It's aim b'sakana, so the gadol should not be touching the chametz. Okay, so yermer l'nachri b'inyan shaloi yiyah chametz shaloi, ayin b'chus Pesach. We have to make the arrangement clear that the chametz belongs to the goy and not to the Jew. Okay, I'm not going to get involved in the protim of that. Bez Hashem, that there shouldn't be in the game. If somebody has a lachal ma'aseh shalom, they definitely should ask the Rav how to do that in the proper fashion. Have a good day.